long bus, unless it was Michael Bublé's tour bus, you'd want it to be either Elon Musk or homeless guy who's having a spirited conversation with a trash can a few minutes before. You certainly wouldn't want it to be your boring-ass brother-in-law who's going to talk your ear off about the article he just read in Insurance Underwriters Quarterly. And by the way, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for you, love of country, and my plan to order the Surgeon General and NASA to reanimate the corpse of Marilyn Monroe. Let's face it, it's a stressful gig being the leader of the most important country in the world. I'm going to need to blow off some steam. We're so divided now that anything you do is sure to piss off 49.5% of the country. Plus, the pay sucks. I made much more money on this book than the president made this year. Bad presidents are forgotten about or become punchlines. Must be tough on Jimmy Carter to be watching TV and constantly hear his name come up as a yardstick for shitty presidencies. Worst economy since Carter. Worst energy crisis since Carter. I imagine Jimmy Carter sitting at home one night, watching CNN comparing Obama to him saying, "How many free houses do I have to fucking build? Roslyn, throw me the remote. What's on HBO? I wonder what this Argo is about." I'd certainly be